Did you know that failure can be a beautiful thing? This concept contradicts what many of us have been taught from a young age. For those who have experienced a traumatic brain injury, failure is a familiar obstacle in the journey to rebuild our lives. It's frustrating and challenging, but it's also an integral part of the process. Initially, after TBI, we face failures in realizing we can no longer do things we once could. These failures are educational and crucial for our self-discovery. Following this, we enter a phase of a practice failing as we attempt to regain our lost skills and abilities. This phase is also essential, teaching us to relearn what it means to be human. Thus, failing is a vital step towards living a fulfilled life after TBI. It's the first step on the road to success, yet acknowledging this is easier said than done. In an ideal world, we'd live free from external judgment and expectations. However, we are often our own worst critics, struggling to forgive ourselves for our failures, whether they are educational or part of practice. Society tends to stigmatize those labeled as failures, perceiving them as outcasts. This view doesn't recognize the distinction between living as a failure and the act of failing. To truly get your life together, sometimes you need to fail. Consider a novice baseball player facing a complex pitch for the first time. Without prior experience, hitting the ball is nearly impossible. Similarly, living life post-TBI is like facing that pitch, new, challenging, and requiring adaptation. For those of us with TBI, failure is common in areas where we previously excelled. The key is to question why we cling to old expectations. Why try to impress others or live up to a past version of ourselves? Beating ourselves up for not functioning as before is unproductive. Instead, we should embrace failure as a learning opportunity and a chance to get to know our new selves. You don't have to revert to who you were before the injury. Embrace the change, try new things, and understand that not everything will be successful. Start with small risks and gradually increase your challenges. Each success builds confidence and knowledge. The journey isn't quick or easy, but it's the only path forward. It's an opportunity to discover your strength and determination, to learn and grow beyond what you thought possible, all by accepting and learning from failure. More about Jeff Sebel. Jeff became involved in supporting other TBI survivors in the early 1980s through the emerging National Head Injury Foundation. His dedication led to his appointment on the founding board of directors of the Massachusetts chapter of the foundation. He also spoke at Massachusetts' first statewide brain injury conference. Since then, Jeff has continued to write and speak extensively across the United States, focusing on living a fulfilled life after brain injury.